Let us, for a moment, before we say another word, experience that silence of eternity that our Lord had with His Father as He knelt in the Garden of Gethsemane, as He knelt many times and communed with Him in silence. Let's have a moment of silence to think about that, to think about the needless loss of life in that church in Texas last week and the awful things that have happened throughout these last several weeks and months. Peter said unto Jesus, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Forgiveness. It's a word that can take on many meanings. Forgiving a debt, forgiving a loan. Basically, the word means pardoning an offense, pardoning one that caused that offense, the offender. The Greek word for forgiveness actually means to let go. Just something that's grabbing you, that you're angry at somebody, to let it go and just have that silence where you just, you know, the old thing would say, count to 10 before you do or say anything, that sort of thing. I'm going to read from the book of Ecclesiastes, and then I'll have some more comment. But this is from the last part of the 27th chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, which is one of the books of the Apocrypha. And the writer puts this in perspective about, and it sort of points the Lord's Prayer, and I think you'll see it as I read. Malice and wrath, even these are abominations, and the sinful man shall have them both. He that revengeth shall find vengeance from the Lord, and he will surely keep his sins in remembrance. Forgive thy neighbor the hurt that he hath done unto thee, so shall thy sins also be forgiven when thou prayest. One man beareth hatred against another, doth he seek pardon from the Lord? He showeth no mercy to a man which is like himself, and doth he ask forgiveness of his own sins? If he that is but flesh nourish hatred, will he entreat for pardon of his sins? Remember thy end and let enmity cease. Remember, corruption and death abide in the commandments. Remember the commandments and bear no malice to thy neighbor. Remember the covenant of the highest and the wink at ignorance. There the writer is talking about, I think, a precursor to our Lord's Prayer, which says the same thing. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I'll tell you what forgiveness is not. It's not pretending that the offense didn't happen. King David, when he sinned, the sin with Bathsheba, and the things that led up to lying with her, conceiving a baby with her, and sending her husband out in the battle so that he would die. David was forgiven of that, but there was still punishment. He had to make restitution for that. His other son died. Forgiveness is not allowing others to take advantage of you. You can forgive alone, but you don't have to give the same person money who didn't pay you back or stiffed you, or however you want to put it. And we don't, this sounds weird, but we don't pardon with no valid basis. You don't make it look like somebody did something against you when they didn't. Unconfessed sin, willful, malicious, and purposeful sin is not forgiven by God unless the person asks forgiveness. So the person has to ask forgiveness, likewise with us, that we are not bound to forgive until the person has asked forgiveness. Now, if the person doesn't come back to us, we forgive them as best we can, but the person really needs to be there to hear it, to come from our lips. But remember, we're not supposed to be made a fool of by this. And all we have to do is look at the crucifix. God does judge sin. He paid for it for us. But we have to come to the cross and receive His forgiveness. Otherwise, yes, He died for all, but it isn't universal atonement. We have to ask for His forgiveness, confess our sins before Him, and then receive His forgiveness as we receive eternal life from Him. We have, again, the food for the journey. We have the sacraments, again, sacrament of initiation, baptism, where we're engrafted. Our parents bring us to that, but that at confirmation we appropriate those promises for ourselves to follow Christ and fight manfully for the faith. And then we're fed throughout our lives through the Eucharist, the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. So He gives all. He gives us everything, far more than we deserve. But He gives it to us, and we must receive it in faith, believing that it is His very body and blood, and that it will nourish us as we journey through this life. Our Lord didn't say 7 times 70 as an arbitrary number. It meant that we should forgive as many times as someone asks us to, if there is contriteness and actual sorrow for something done to us. And we have to forgive and forgive. We look at these tragedies that happen, and somehow we have to look at it as, if that person comes forth to forgive, he will be forgiven. Pope John Paul II, when he was shot, it's one of the most moving things I've ever seen. I'm sure some of you, maybe all of you, saw that, where he went into the cell with that person that shot him and forgave him for having done that. That's a mighty hard pill to swallow. Our Lord asks us to do that. I'm not real good at it. I try to get better at it, and maybe all of us could take another look at forgiveness, what it entails, but what it doesn't entail. So again, 7 times 70 is not the end of forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.